This medical update on KRDO News Radio is sponsored by Optum.
Welcome back to KRDO's Morning News. And as we do every Tuesday around this time, it's our Optum Ask the Doctor segment. And through this month, we've been talking about what to expect when you're expecting. Not the book that almost every new parent couple gets, but we're talking to the medical experts themselves. Dr. Amy Johnson-Ward is a pediatrician with Optum. She works out of their office on Research Parkway. And Dr. Johnson-Ward, thank you for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you for having me, Shannon.
So we've been talking about preparing new parents for birth, what to expect. But now we're going to be talking about what happens after delivery, the checkup and the visits that parents need to prepare themselves for, what happens after you have a new little baby in your arms. Tell us about that. What checkups and appointments should we be thinking about?
So, believe it or not, there are just a ton of visits you have in the first couple of years of life. And the very first one you're going to have outside the hospital, obviously in the hospital you'll be meeting with the physician there. But when you go home from the hospital, usually your first visit is either, you know, the following day or 2 days out from going home from the hospital, depending on how the baby's doing. And that can vary. If everything's gone well in the hospital and there are no problems, baby's feeding well and the baby's weight is good, then you usually follow up 2 days after you go home. If there's problems with weight, baby's not feeding as well, or there's jaundice, which is that baby's turning yellow that we get a lot of at this elevation, then you'd usually follow up, you know, as early as 24 hours after you go home. So that can vary from, you know, baby to baby, but obviously the pediatrician in the hospital kind of give you guidance about, you know, when you should follow up.
So those are the post-birth checkups, but then you start getting into those well baby visits. Tell us about those.
So, you know, your first visit's that two-day visit, and then the first well visit after that is usually at 2 weeks of age, so 2 weeks from the time the baby was born. And then subsequently, if everything's going well, then you're seen at 1 month, 2 months of age, 4 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months. In fact, in the first 2 years of life, your baby's going to have around 12 visits that are just the scheduled well visits, not to mention any other visits that are thrown in there because your baby's having a problem or has been sick or things like that.
And what can parents expect at these well visits?
So the primary focus of the well visits is basically evaluating how the baby's feeding, how the baby's growing, are they hitting their developmental milestones, is everything on track the way it should be, and then answering questions for parents. That's really the biggest focus of those visits. We also, that's when we do the vaccinations, and those are usually done at 2 months, at the 2 month visit, the 4 month visit, the 6 month visit, and the 12 month visit, and then on from there.
And
after a few more.
And we know that some parents may come there and they may have questions. Is that the appropriate place to be posing questions to your pediatrician?
Absolutely. I mean, the whole purpose of this visit is to kind of help you along the process. So we do a lot of parental guidance at these visits. So we kind of talk about what's normal, what's not, and then kind of how to manage it. And we talk about virtually any situation that could come up. I always tell parents, there is nothing you can throw at me that I have not heard before, and I am not embarrassed by anything. So don't be afraid to ask about awkward or uncomfortable stuff, because that's what we're there for. You know, that's just sort of the rule of being a doctor. Nothing. We're not afraid of anything. Just throw it at us.
Well, some doctor office hacks can be done to ensure a smoother appointment process. Tell us about that.
So I think, you know, everybody always wants to get to the doctor's office and be seen quickly and all that. And there are a lot of things that people can do to kind of help facilitate this process. The first one is be early for your appointment, you know, and especially if, you know, like for a lot of offices will tell you, here's your time to check in and then here's your time for your visit. Show up when it's time to check in, and that way you can get all your paperwork done, so this can assure that you can be taken back to the room, get your blood pressure taken, all the vitals be taken for your baby at weights and measures and all that kind of thing, and that you're ready to be seen by the doctor at the time of your visit. If you show up at the time of your visit, you're already, you know, running 15, 20 minutes late, and that can really throw off the whole day for both you and for the pediatrician. Other things, you know, if you're really in a time crunch for the doctor's office, show up or schedule the appointment for first thing either in the morning or right after lunch. If you're the first one in line, there's nobody ahead of you to get you behind, so that helps get you in and out a little faster. Other things you can do, if your doctor has a lot of paperwork to fill out, show up early and fill out the paperwork, or you can even ask to come by a couple of days before, pick up paperwork and fill in advance. That way you come in with it already filled out. That speeds the process as well. And then don't forget the things, the simple things, like don't forget to bring your insurance card, have a list of any medications you're taking, if you're seeing other providers, you know, their specialties, you know, bring information on who you're seeing and their contact information. That'll all speed how quickly we can get you in and out and make the process way more efficient.
Wow. You know, I wish I had had that advice when I had my daughter 16 years ago. Dr. Amy Johnson-Wert, thank you for sharing your expertise and information and insight with us. To book an appointment with Dr. Johnson-Wert for pediatric services, you can contact the Optum Pediatrics team at 1-719-522-1134. And for more information about Optum, visit cosprings.optum.com. Again, Dr. Johnson-Wert, located at 2405 Research Parkway, if you're interested in making her your pediatrician. And Dr. Johnson-Wert, again, we appreciate your time.
Thanks so much, Shannon. I appreciate being here.